For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Well, the Trump trial rolls on.
Yeah. And
the judge is not ruling on the contempt charges?
No, Donald Trump's contempt of court hearing was this morning in Manhattan ahead of the second day of the trial in the so-called hush money case. Doesn't seem like the hearing went all that well. The judge has not ruled yet, but the judge told Trump's attorney, you're not offering me anything to hang my hat on in terms of whether or not he violated the gag order by talking about the case. And so Trump's lawyer is saying, well, you know, the gag order was very narrow about who he could and could not talk about. And he says, hey, I'm a counterpuncher, is essentially what Trump's legal team was saying. Yeah, he's just hitting back on people who are trashing him in the media. Michael Cohen's trashing him.
Do you hear Michael Cohen actually say, oh, I think he should go in the pokey?
Yeah.
He should spend some time in jail if he can't behave himself. But Trump can't say anything back.
No, apparently not.
Man, oh man.
Michael Cohen.
Your mic's not on.
Oh, it's not on. You're right. I thought I turned it on. I guess I didn't. I really didn't have anything to say. See ya.
All right. Thanks for playing, folks. Right,
good,
there you go.
Good to be here.
No, man. I don't know who can say that, yeah, that's all fair, that you have these other people that can say whatever they want, but Trump can't go out and defend himself. And he is running for president.
Right.
But just know, that's part of the plan. Just shut him down. Okay. So more on that a little bit later. Are we hearing now that we have a fine people, actual reality on two sides with Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Because the fine people hoax with Trump has gone on for years now.
That's the reason Joe ran.
That's right.
Yeah, remember? That was the reason. That was the moment.
Because Trump said there were fine people on both sides. Who could ever say such a thing, remember?
Right,
and
right.
It was all BS.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
Okay, we still hear that hoax to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, what happened with Biden?
Well, a bunch of elite universities have been taken over yet again by anti-Semitic protesters. It's happening at Yale, Columbia, all over the place. And Joe Biden was asked to condemn it.
Okay.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being moved.
What?
What was the first part of that? I didn't understand that at all.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's why I set up. What was it? A system to deal with that?
A program to deal
program.
With that.
What is that exactly?
Remember a few months ago, they launched some sort of task force that was going to be looking at anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
Right.
So that I think that's what he's talking about. I'm not really sure what this working group is doing. It seems like NYPD is handling a lot of this pretty well. By just arresting people after telling them, if you stick around, you're going to be arrested.
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, with that, what you just said, you know, to, you know, look at anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of protests that we just haven't seen that you have students out there saying, Take out everyone in Gaza. Make it a parking lot.
No.
Take out all those people.
No, the only instance of Islamophobia, maybe, that I've seen over the last few days is on one of these campuses, apparently an Islamic center was broken into.
Okay.
But, again, that there wasn't a groundswell of saying, yes, let's burn it down or whatever. And, hell, I kind of think that the pro-Palestinian people did it, too. So,
now, are there, like, a group of students that are blocking the way of Muslim students?
No.
That's only happening to the Jewish students.
Is there anybody teaching radical Judaism anywhere?
No.
Not that I've heard.
Okay, I don't think so. No.
Okay. And no Muslim students being threatened that we know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because I'm guessing if that was happening, we would certainly know it.
Yes.
Okay. But it certainly sounded from that clip, like Joe was saying, and all these people that don't understand the Palestinian people, what they're going through, what does that mean?
That's him trying to save his poll numbers in Michigan.
Correct. I don't know what else he's trying to say there. It is the same form, I think, as you just said. Oh, yeah, we want to go after the anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. We got to cover that, too, because I need those votes, for crying out loud. Right. Those people are not happy with me right
Stand
now.
Stand for something, man. Stand for something.
Please. You're asking a lot from that guy.
Dementia-riddled old coot. Just stand for something.
You're bringing back coot. I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah. That was like 70s TV, man.
Like, bring coot back. That's the name of my new album.
Got it. Meanwhile, there are a lot of Republicans fighting amongst each other because of this spending bill and how it involves Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But you have a clip of somebody else talking about this topic.
Well, Democrat Representative Jerry Connolly is very excited that the House passed more funding in part for Ukraine. It was passed over the weekend, and here's what he said during the debate on this funding measure.
Okay.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes.
What a shill. Does he really believe that?
No.
No.
Well,
but
he might. I don't know.
He's probably got some key investments that are locked up in this conflict lasting as long as possible.
I wonder about that. So our border right now, when our FBI director says we're under more threat than we've been, his lifetime in decades? Forget exactly his terminology.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the FBI is very concerned about a terrorist attack in this country right now, because we won't secure the border. Had every opportunity to do it, we won't do it, the current administration. But this clown, this Democrat, is saying, hey, this is our border, Ukraine. If we don't support Ukraine, then these people that hate us and freedom, they're going to come get us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people only flooding the border only love us.
Right.
They mean no harm.
I mean,
yeah, it's not like gangs out of Venezuela got let out of prison and come through the border.
Boxes of fentanyl. No, that's not true. No.
Or radicals.
Yeah. Or
Chinese nationalists.
Exactly.
Don't be concerned about that.
No.
Because
it's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes.
Oh, no, man.
Thanks, Sylvester.
Oh, boy. You know, when every once in a while you'll hear somebody say, you know what, from where we've gone morally in this country over the last several decades, we deserve what we get now with our politicians. There are times where I'll think to myself, were we really that bad that we deserve this? Guys like that?
Right.
I know we haven't been great, but, man, that seems extreme to me. Meanwhile, big concern right now, and we'll get to this part later. Taylor Swift fans and Beyonce fans are going at each other.
Really?
Yeah, there's no peace there right now. They're going after one another. But Taylor Swift makes the news with a different story, David.
Yeah. Remember how taxpayers are supposed to handle student loan debt? like we're supposed to bail out a bunch of kids who went to school, took out too much money in loans, can't pay it back or don't want to pay it back. CBS News has a story that will make you beg to pay off someone else's student loans.
Oh, okay.
You might not expect a business school course to begin like this.
It's cool, that's what I tell them, no.
But at UC Berkeley, Taylor Swift is not just a tortured poet. She's a case study in how to build an empire.
Nothing about Taylor Swift is an accident.
Today's focus, Swift's literary devices and her song as the product. Berkeley is hardly alone. Oh, universities nationwide are teaching the Swift effect in departments from English to political science to gender studies.
What do you think the proliferation of Taylor Swift courses at universities and colleges say about your generation?
People are becoming more and more interested in people who do bigger things in the world.
Oh my God!
Like Taylor Swift. Not even hate. I don't hate Taylor Swift at all. I like plenty of her music. But this whole thing of like, oh yeah, she's done so much for the world. Really? How?
I don't know. You guys would have to tell me. I don't listen to the records. It's like, fine. I don't get the superstardom, I think. I can understand her being popular, but this other level thing, it's beyond me. She doesn't make music for me. So it's not targeted to me either. But maybe you could answer the question, Scott.
Well, I'm all in. I'm a Swifty, yes. Yeah, I'm
totally. I mean, you've said that before. I did. You're a Swifty, so maybe you could explain
Swifty
this.
Swifty would indicate that I have all her music and whatever. I don't.
But so were you lying here?
I'm all in. I'm a Swifty, yes. Like we're making a comedic bit out of this, but that's okay.
No, you meant that. You said you liked her in that context. I really like her. I'm all in.
There was a pile-on going on. I'm like, hey, I'll defend her.
Okay.
I did. And, you know, I defend her because she writes her own music. She plays her own music. She's a real musician. I like that part of it. She's not fabricated in some factory somewhere. I mean, this is a long career. This has been long in that world, anyway, of pop music.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong. This course is saying everything's by design, isn't it, David?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and again, I'm not going to take the course to find out what they're teaching.
How about this? I think we could actually get the funding done. Okay. People will give money for you to take this class. Hopefully it's online. And then you could report to us how you push back against the narrative that all of this is just sort of set up ahead of time. That would be awesome.
Okay.
If we could actually do that.
Yeah, don't give your money to people who actually need it. Give it to me so I can take a Taylor Swift class.
I'm all in. I'm a Swiftie, yes.
Come on, man. Lean into it.
I rue the day the tape was rolling on that one. I can't say anything, man.
No, I know. You know it's going to happen.
Bite me.
Holy cow. No, the fight between the Beyonce fans and the Taylor Swift fans is pretty comical. But we'll get to that later. And criminal prosecutions of illegal immigrants stopped when? That answer straight ahead.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
All right. It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Saw Daily Wire. Criminal prosecutions of illegal immigrants stopped when coronavirus hit. And they never resumed. Really? I mean, well, you can get into the different numbers if you want. The prosecutions have screeched to a virtual halt under Biden. 2018, the Department of Justice charged 84,000 people with illegal entry, a misdemeanor. Total number charged with this misdemeanor during the entire three-year period from 2021 to 2023 was 11,000.
Wow.
According to analysis of Department of Justice data, only 4% the old rate.
Yeah.
Illegals who re-enter the country after they have already been deported once are committing a felony. In 2019, the DOJ charged 27,000 people with that crime. In 2023, the number was about half that, at 14,000. But that's also coming after the number of illegal crossings skyrocketed.
What? No. That's right-wing disinformation.
Well, what it is it's a broken immigration system. Well,
of course. Nothing we can do about it. No.
No. No, it's just another stat out
there.
That's
stunning. Those numbers are stunning. That really is something. Holy cow.
Yes.
Wow.
And again, what's so frustrating for so many people is that is all by design.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it is. Real quick, it's not a huge thing, but had mentioned the little fight going on between Taylor Swift fans and Beyonce fans. Mm-hmm. That'd be the Swifties. And would it be the Bayhive?
The Beehive.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought you said Bay. I thought it was Bay.
I think it's the Bayhive, yes.
Okay, my mistake.
Okay. Just, I wanted clarification because goodness knows I want to get it right when it comes to the Bayhive. Don't want them coming after me.
They'll swarm.
I'm in the Swift camp. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, do you know what this is all about?
No.
Okay, they both have, you know, recent albums out. Post Malone was on both albums. Okay. So, after Post Malone appeared on the Beyonce album, he put out an Instagram shout-out saying, I love you, Beyonce. But after the new track with Taylor came out, he gushed, saying, it's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor comes into this world. I am floored by your heart and your mind. And I'm beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay.
Man.
Beyonce's fans are saying, whoa, you slighted Beyonce. And she deserved just as much recognition as Taylor got. Now the Swifties are saying, hey, you and the Bayhive, you're overreacting. And now they're not getting along.
Wow. Yeah. There's one thing I know about women. It's they love it when you tell them to calm down.
I don't want to tell them to calm down. I think it's disrespectful. I say come out to where you're having a big protest and just do a side protest. And instead of just, you know, shouting different things, actually go at it and fight. just have it out. At least it will get some entertainment out of it.
Right.
Jeez. It's crazy. Meanwhile, one other pop star is in the news, or maybe I should say former pop star, and that would be J-Lo. J-Lo's career apparently is tanking.
Well, who cares?
Well, J-Lo cares, and Affleck cares.
All right, well, good.
But the interesting part of this, I think, for us all is people trying to figure out, why is this?
Because you're older and you've been passed by.
Right.
Every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. That was by Paul Simon.
No, that's not it.
Of course
it is. It's because her and Ben Affleck look sad all the time. That's what different quote, experts are saying.
Well, he probably is sad.
It's because most of the people who would be going to those shows are, well, they're tired and they don't want to go to
exactly.
a concert at night.
No.
But she, well, no one's going. She's got to cancel shows. Madonna's still bringing people out. Mm-hmm. Why not J-Lo? And they think, is it because Ben Affleck and his sad face, and they always seem to be fighting?
With Madonna, there's a little bit of the circus freak show element there.
Exactly. Nobody recognizes her anyway.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin show. All right, I think we're all caught up on the pop stars for the day. Meanwhile, biggest story of the day, David.
Biggest story of the day, the Trump trial continues now. The judge has not ruled today on the contempt of court proceedings, so we'll see what happens with that in the near future. There is just a stunning number of anti-Jewish sentiment out there on elite college university campuses. It's crazy to me.
Well, I guess these protests are forcing some colleges to rethink their graduation plans because they don't want a big scene.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big Wall Street Journal story. We will get to that.
Man.
And a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead right here. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, so these protesters, whether it's Yale, Columbia, all over the place, it seems to get more brazen all the time.
Yeah.
And it used to be they try to frame it as pro-Palestinian, just caring about people. It's not anti-Israel.
Well, of course it is.
It's just pro-Palestinian.
That's pro-Hamas.
And it's, whoa.
Yeah.
You can't say it's pro-Hamas. It's not like they're for the terrorist organization. They're just concerned about innocent people.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those situations where don't believe people when they tell you. And finally, there's no way to avoid it.
We are Hamas!
We're Hamas. Wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas,
pig. I'm not Hamas!
And calls the Jewish man a pig. Yeah. So many of these women seem so reasonable, too, in their arguments.
Don't they? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah, one of them had a sign on a tent that said something to the effect of, and it's a quote that's from somebody with Hamas, a spokesman or a leader, that said, if you stand in solidarity with our corpses but not our rockets, you are not one of us. Okay. I mean, that's not pro-peace. That's not anti-war, no matter how much the media tries to frame it that way. That's pro-destruction of Israel.
They're chanting, the only solution is intifada.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another group of people that protest that are calling for the death of other people?
In the Mideast?
Or no, here? I'm talking about in this country.
In this country, no, not that I could. Well, maybe the KKK.
Okay, in our lifetime.
Right. I agree. I know what you're saying. No.
I mean,
there aren't a bunch of Baptists, out there. Yeah.
I can't think of any group
wanting to kill Jews or whatever. No.
Yeah, it's like everybody freaks out about the Charlottesville protest a few years ago. That was tiny in comparison to what's happening at our elite institutions right now.
Yep. And so, see this, the Wall Street Journal, pro-Palestinian protests force colleges to rethink graduation plans.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Again. And the way it's even phrased here, schools are scrambling to minimize disruption of commencement celebration as Israel-Hamas conflict stokes tensions. Look, these people are pro-Hamas. They're pro-terrorist. So what I don't understand is you're going to have this graduation and you have these protesters start to assemble. Nope. Breaking it up. Yeah. You're not assembling here. No. You have a permit? No, beat it, go. And if you're going to try to stay, you're going to be arrested. You get out your horn and start yelling at people? No, we're not doing that. You have them arrested. I don't understand. There are so many people in this country that look at a situation like that and have the same thought. Why is no one doing anything about this? Well, and I don't understand because somebody needs votes.
Yeah, right. Well, what I don't understand is, yeah, if you're worried about the graduation thing, and I think it's more than just somebody with a bullhorn. I think they're afraid of something serious happening.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some nut coming in with a bomb or a gun or something like that. So, I mean, you send the message out. Listen, if you disrupt graduation in any way, you're going to be arrested. And if you are a graduate, no, you're not. Not anymore. We're withdrawing your diploma.
Man, you want to hear a sad statement in this story from a student? I can't imagine my grandparents being able to walk around campus peacefully. All it takes is one person to say something, knock them over. Afraid of her grandparents coming to see her graduation.
This is what terrorism is.
I was going to say, that's when the terrorists win.
Right,
for
exactly.
Real.
And no, you're right. I 100% agree with you. When I first read the story, I'm like, well, no, we're not going to cancel graduation. We're going to cancel you.
100%.
You know, we're done with you. We're done with this crap.
And
we're
then
not
you
doing
hear the
this.
Other side.
This country was built on protest.
Get a permit. We're not doing this.
We're not doing this because it's graduation day. If y'all want to come back the next day and raise hell and yell and scream and jump up and down, okay. But we're not going to change our graduation for you.
No.
No. We're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews. I mean, all the people that can't go to see, this is quite the deal, right? The graduation ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not to mention all the money you poured into it and everything else. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. By the way, side note, if there is a grandpa out there that's being told, you probably can't go to this. I don't know if it would be safe. Be ticked off at the reason why he can't go. But a little part of him is like, whew, thank goodness. 2 hours of absolute freaking boredom.
Oh, yeah, that could end up being,
You'd rather watch the game.
You can't be too careful, right?
Right.
I'll watch online.
All right, that part of the show. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
A company has now unveiled a new robot dog companion, and it has a flamethrower attached.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Throw Flame. I'm sorry, that's the company's name is Throw Flame. The dog with the flamethrower is called the Therminator. It's the first ever flamethrowing quadruped robot dog, and it looks terrifying and awesome. It retails for $9,400. It is available for purchase by the general public and government agencies for the first time. It can be remotely operated by Wi-Fi or Bluetooth and fire jets of fire up to 30 feet.
So that's a real protection dog there.
Smokes.
Yeah. I like the metro.co.uk. It's a British news outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Therminator proves Americans' idea of self-defense is increasingly unhinged. And I'm like, just go eat some beans and toast, you limey bastard. Leave us alone. All right?
Oh, gosh.
But it's also supposed to keep you company and be like...
Right.
I mean, that is so sad in a way, yet so awesome. I want to see the thing for sure.
In the wintertime, too, it'd light your fireplace.
Exactly.
Come here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you don't even have to train him for that. Just hit a button. That'd be great. All right, for What's Your Story, what do you got today, Scott?
Well, a lot of European countries are putting the brakes on the gender-affirming care for kids, and some are. But the movement itself is humming right along and racking up victories. Case in point, Germany has passed a new law that will enable parents to transition their baby starting from the moment they are born.
What?
The Self-Determination Act has established a fine for exposing a transgender person's biological sex or dead name as well. So when the child comes out of the womb, you can go, well, we don't think it's a girl. We think it's a boy. And they'll be allowed to do the surgery.
That's terrifying.
Oh.
I mean, you've heard about different people, you know, are we really wanted a boy or we really wanted a girl?
Yeah.
So this isn't even a kid starts playing with dolls and some nuts like, boy's a girl.
Allowing parents to choose their newborn's gender the moment the child exits the womb. Sex is erased and every ideological charged idiot in the planet will cheer this, I'm sure. Trans child at birth.
Wow.
Tell him the God's going to
cut him down. Yeah, that really is insane.
Holy smokes, man. Can you believe that? Holy man.
And then that way the parent could check the box with their other woke friends. See?
Yeah. Get a Louis Vuitton purse and your kid's sex change. Yes.
Yeah, I'm enlightened. Wow. For my story today, I don't think it'll get a whole lot of attention because it's about just a kid or two, but it has to do with the college campus stuff and Jewish kids. And this was from the Free Press. Eric Spitznagel had a piece talking about this whole wave of violent protests and arrests. Have only confirmed for this one kid, Scott Katz, that he made the right decision to attend Elon University in North Carolina. He didn't want to go to Yale or Columbia for certain reasons. And now he's wrapping up his sophomore year, said it's a long way from his hometown of Lafayette Hill, the predominantly liberal Philadelphia suburb where the average home costs $610,000.
Dang.
But Katz, who's Jewish, says the anti-Semitism that's increasingly visible at colleges nationwide, especially Ivy League schools and other elite institutions like Stanford and Berkeley, hasn't even touched his campus. But I haven't been affected by it at all. I definitely feel very safe on campus regarding my religion. And apparently this is becoming a thing where more and more students from northern states are looking at southern schools to go for, quote, a change of scenery.
There's a guy named David Burge who I enjoy his tweets on Twitter, or X, I guess. And he had pointed out that among all of the university conferences, athletic conferences, the SEC has not had a single problem with anti-Semitism.
Really?
I'm just saying, SEC dominance continues.
Yeah.
Is this as simple as you get what you put up with?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Sure.
So you have so many of these elite universities are just afraid of what? Kids no longer going there?
They're run by progressive lunatics.
Pretty much. Because it's not like they're hurting for money when it comes to endowment, stuff like that.
Well,
so you wonder exactly what it is.
That's when the title really changed. Guys like Robert Kraft, who pulled all his money out.
Yeah.
You know, he's $1 billion or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that'll leave a mark.
Yeah, Columbia, get it together.
Yeah, I'm taking the money out, and once you get it together, you can have it back, but not until then. Not until it meets my criteria. Well, yeah, I mean, that's how stuff gets changed, money.
That is true.
Keep talking, man.
Well, good for these kids that are figuring it out, saying, you know what? No, I don't think I need to go to one of these. I'm going to go somewhere else. It's crazy, man, that you're a Jewish kid. It's like, well, I can't go here. I can't go here. I won't be safe there.
Can you imagine that?
You know, where are we right now? The news update you'll want to hear straight ahead.
Filter Trusted Pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a Trusted Pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's no secret, you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And it's hard to do right now because everything is so expensive. That's why so many businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. Okay. Anybody hear Trump yesterday frustrated?
Yeah.
About another day.
I bet he is.
Courtroom? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, he said I should be other places.
I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair. And I should be allowed to campaign. And whoever heard of this? You got indicted for that? People in the court just said to me, I can't believe it. This is the case.
There are some legal experts going, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Don't understand what's going on.
Well, it's working to their advantage. You can't campaign.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I mean, it hasn't changed polling much.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there is a little bit of a bump for Biden, but he's still trailing.
We'll see. We'll see. There was one clip of one of the dismissed jurors. That seemed like there was like, wow, he was really there. Like they were surprised he's there. And then made a comment about Trump's complexion.
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard this?
No.
No? Okay, roll it.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
Yeah. Looking less orange, but certainly looks bored.
Yeah.
And if you were to ask me, do you agree with that take? I would say yes.
A little less orange. Well, I mean, he's not getting time under the heat lamps like he used to.
Oh, no.
It seems like a different sort of, I don't know if that's a spray thing, if it's a, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it does look more natural than it did a few years ago. I'm not even making fun, I'm just saying it's a good thing. And then, but you know, different people can make whatever complexion they want out of a photo. They could make him super orange if they want to. It just depends.
Oh, remember CNN got busted doing that. Like making I don't know what all the terminology is for photography, but changing the tint enough to where he looked more orange during speeches than other networks.
Yes,
remember that?
I do remember that now because the comparison was to OJ on the magazine covers.
Yeah.
Way back in the day that they made him look darker.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that now.
Yeah, you had, you know, and then you knew it was on purpose because they'd go back to the studio and, you know, Jake Tapper or whoever would look totally fine, or Jim Acosta in the same room would look totally fine. He just had a different camera on him. I mean, they did it on purpose to make him look sillier or more orange. I guess they got some research back that said that orange is a menacing color on a person. I'm not sure. But it was funny when we found that out.
Yes, that is true. I do remember that.
Race, orange.
Did you know today is National Email Day?
Really?
Yes. They said it mostly because it's the birthday of Ray Tomlinson, who invented email. Do you know what year he invented it?
No, I
closest
don't.
Two wins.
I'm starting to think of when I started using it.
1978.
I'll say 85.
David Van Camp, closest to, it's 1971.
Oh, okay.
Goes way back
before. Well, nobody was using it then, yeah.
No.
Maybe government?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that sort of thing?
Yeah.
He passed away in 2016. And
they sent out email invitations to his funeral?
Golly, man. I got to tell you, and I don't mean this just to pile on or pick on. I mean this in a loving way, really, because it's one of the most hilarious things of the past several years of just doing the show together.
Here we go.
It's the statement, my email broke.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah.
It did.
How does an email break?
It broke.
Gmail works for everybody except for Scott Robbins.
Well, you figure one out of 100,000, I mean, it's going to go bad on somebody, right?
You're sure that you just didn't forget the right password. The system broke is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. This is the Marty Van Camp and Robbins Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, got a lot of protesting going on. You can call it pro-Palestinian, certainly anti-Israel. It seems to be pretty pro-Hamas.
Yeah, and seems to be rather anti-Semitic, you know, what with the targeting of Jewish students and whatnot that's going on.
Yeah.
Seems to be a problem there.
I mean, getting the whole human line together so Jews can't cross?
Yeah.
What is that? Throw those people in jail. I don't understand it.
Does anybody remember the Holocaust anymore? Anybody?
No. Doesn't seem
it's
to be
really
so. Not
something.
At these not at these campuses.
The anti-Semitism is over the top.
Yes.
You know what? The thing is, I don't even know it existed like this until everything happened.
Oh, a lot of people did not.
I didn't know. I really, honestly, I would never have guessed this in a million years.
Well, now you can tell so much if it's coordinated. It's all the same signs.
I mean,
it's like a major sign maker has gone to work and
passed them out.
Yeah. And you don't really know the amount of students that have no idea what they're doing.
They're
as I've mentioned before, it's like when you're young, you want to be a part of a cause. And so I've told this story before, reading a piece on Greenpeace and Rolling Stone magazine and save the whales, that whole thing. You know, because you want to stand up, you know, for justice and against injustice. And you wonder how many of these kids at these college campuses are just brainwashed and want to fit in with the crowd. You have no idea. It's just massive stupidity.
Yeah.
You were talking about extermination of whales, not people.
Right.
And we wanted to stop the extermination.
I know, exactly.
Like, save the whales, Scott.
You were promoting it.
Yes.
Kill the whales.
Save the dolphins from the nets, you evil tuna corporations.
Right, exactly.
That's what it was about at that time.
Yeah, it seems so idyllic at the time, wouldn't it, huh?
Well, this is insane to a lot of people to see what's going on because, I mean, what is actually being chanted for crying out loud? You know, the infatada is the only way?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I heard the to the river to the sea thing again, too.
Yeah, which is about extermination.
That's, yeah. It's yeah, okay, so you got some dopey kid. Well, I didn't understand that. I didn't know what that meant. It's hard to not know what this means. You know?
Before the revolution! Before the revolution! There is only one solution! There is only one solution!
I didn't know that was about killing people.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And you're at Columbia?
Yeah.
I call BS on that.
Yeah, right.
Give me a break.
Well, I mean, some of these dopes, I mean, they're very privileged kids. You know, they come from wealthy families, and now they're this is their form of rebellion. I saw somebody call it Abercrombie Intifada, which I thought was pretty good.
That's good.
That's really good.
I like that.
That's great. And now they're saying, well, the Jewish people sprayed us with chemical weapons?
Yeah, well, Ilhan Omar, her daughter, was suspended from Barnard College for taking part in these protests at Columbia. And she's crying victimhood, by the way. Isra Hirsi is her name. Here's what she said on MSNBC, claiming there's a double standard for people protesting against Israel.
Oh.
There is definitely some hypocrisy here, especially you can kind of see it with the students that were sprayed us with the chemical weapons, and the fact that there is no public information as to what happened to them, but rather the universities.
What's she talking about before we go any further?
I have no idea.
Well, one, it was announced pretty quickly that the students involved in the chemical weapon attack were suspended, and we know now because one of the students has sued. It was fart spray.
Oh, right.
Not a...
Oh, that's right.
These guys got something called liquid ass and sprayed it during one of the demonstrations. And all these,
well, it is powerful.
And all these left-wing lunatics, including her now, are out there saying, yes, it was a chemical attack. We believe it was something called skunk, which is developed by an Israeli firm, because we had to go to the hospital.
Oh, please. That's hilarious.
It was liquid ass.
That's great.
Where was it developed? In my bathroom when I was a kid, when the old man went in there with the newspaper. Could have won wars with that thing.
All right, she goes on.
Rather, the university is actively discussing what is happening to the students here and making it a whole public spectacle rather than when we haven't done anything to physically harm students, whereas those that sprayed those chemical weapons physically harmed students.
They had the fart spray, see?
Yeah.
We're just saying, kill all those people. See, we're on the right side of history on this one, says Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar's daughter crosses paths with a skunk one day and says, oh, that's a Jewish skunk.
Yes. Who's her dad, by the way?
Here's he. Not her uncle, as far as I know.
Okay, no, that's what I was worried about. Okay, never mind.
Well, she, okay. Well,
her brother.
For clarification, had married two different people. One was her brother, and that was to allegedly get in the country, something along those lines?
Yeah, it's either that or the top of the family tree is firmly planted next to the roots. I'm not really sure which.
Whoa.
But, it was like immigration fraud. She marries her brother and then got married to another guy, and now she's hitched to this dude that was a fundraiser for her campaign. He's a lobbyist.
Right.
And so they're sharing a lot of money.
Yes. Okay. Meanwhile, I saw a piece in USA Today. I was surprised because it's about transgender kids and the treatment and, quote, gender-affirming care.
Mm-hmm.
The title, Extreme Caution, Cass Review Raises Red Flags on Gender-Affirming Care for Trans Kids. And then the subtitle, maybe the right course of action lies between the extremes. With more children experiencing gender dysphoria than ever before, some humility is demanded among both critics and activists. Okay, so what exactly does that mean in this piece written by Ingrid Jacques? So I read this whole thing. I won't go through all of it. We just don't have time. But I'll hit the highlights, saying one of the most contentious battles of our time is over what access transgender young people and their families should have to medical intervention. A week ago, the U.S. Supreme Court jumped into the fray by allowing Idaho to start enforcing its ban on what has become known by the rainbow people as gender-affirming care. So the country is nearly split between Republican-led states that have acted to restrict puberty-blocking drugs, hormone treatments, and surgeries, and Democratic-led ones that want few, if any, limits. The name-calling on both sides of the issue hasn't helped. Conservatives wary of intrusive treatments are framed as not caring about transgender kids and making them feel unsafe. Liberals are accused of mutilating and indoctrinating children.
One is accurate, one is not. Don't both sides this thing.
See, this is so weak. My point of bringing this up is, this is a writer that's saying, how about we just all get together and just calmer heads prevail here?
How about no?
Because you've been on the wrong side of the issue and you don't want to admit you were wrong. So you're both sidesing it. And this is what's fascinating to me. Once she gets to the Cass Review, and we've talked about that before, it's 400-page report representing a years-long review by Dr. Hillary Cass, a pediatrician, of existing research as well as interviews with young people, families, and clinicians. And the Cass review in the UK said, we need to stop this. I mean, I was just getting to the point. We got to be really careful here because we don't know the long-term effects of this stuff. And that Cass's conclusions that she writes in the USA Today piece point to a need to slow down on drug treatments and that the evidence supporting related gender care is remarkably weak. So it actually admits that. While Cass found that children deserve better, more comprehensive care related to their gender dysphoria, the report cautions strongly against the use of puberty blockers and hormones and then goes through all these key findings from the report, which I'm glad that she put that in there. And then the way the piece ends is by saying these last two findings track with a growing number of young people who are telling their stories of detransitioning and who regret that they weren't offered more comprehensive help before hormones or surgery. And some professionals in the medical field are speaking out too and gives examples. And then says others have similar stories. When dealing with children, the traditional medical pledge to do no harm carries extra weight. Young people and their families deserve the best and most reliable information before making any big decisions. Again, I'm glad that she's writing that. And that Cass's report raises many red flags about how little is known about the long-term consequences of gender-affirming medical treatment in children. She urges extreme caution multiple times throughout her review. Transgender activists act as if the science on this complicated issue is settled. As Cass shows us, that's far from the truth. And that's the end of the piece. Hmm. How do you both sides that?
No. Yeah, you really can't. I mean, complicated in terms of untangling a social contagion or something happening between the ears of a lot of young people right now around the world. That is complicated from a psychiatric or psychological perspective. How do you bring society back from the brink of this becoming more and more and more common?
Mm-hmm.
It is not complicated to say, no, you shouldn't be giving a 12-year-old prostate cancer drugs so that he can transition to be a girl, or you should not. It's like it's very common sense to say that a 13-year-old girl is not capable of making a decision to chop her breasts off.
Right. So this whole, you know, the extremes on this, both sides need humility. No, they don't.
No.
Critics were talking common sense when it comes to kids, and the other side wasn't. And you need to recognize that. Okay, this isn't that everybody feel good and everybody was kind of wrong. No, that's not it. Apologies would be fine. It's just disgusting, man. All right, moving along. Doctor fired after what, David?
I bring this up because I know this has been a longstanding top 10 fear for one Scott Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a premier L.A. County teaching hospital that has fired one of its highest-ranking doctors following a two-year-long investigation that found he regularly gawked at the genitalia of patients who were under the knife.
You don't know what they're doing to you. You have no idea.
See, it's not that I find it funny. I find your response to it funny, Scott, because you have brought this up before.
Well,
yes.
Staff members at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, this is a public hospital run by the county, told investigators that Dr. Louis Kwong sometimes looked under the surgical covers, specifically of black males who were under anesthesia, and discussed the, quote, genitals of the day.
Oh, man.
He would
is that
also
like plays of the day on ESPN?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He would also remark on the grooming of patients' pubic hair.
Oh, boy.
One doctor heard him discuss whether a patient was a, quote, grower or shower.
Man.
And a physician assistant said Kwong joked about looking at genitalia of black male patients while they slept. And then, the icing on the cake here, male genitalia were also shown at an annual end-of-year roast where it was... they put up pictures of them.
Oh.
And they're like, look at what that guy had.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Before we get to the crème brûlée, let's go ahead and have a look here.
Yeah.
again, not funny. I'm laughing more because I'm looking at you, Scott, going, see, this is my fear.
Well, it is because you're under. You have no idea.
Right.
You probably do not have a full set of clothing on.
And you're afraid of
laughter.
Somebody, yes, like just somebody that's uncontrolled. They're looking at you naked.
Yeah,
and it's
pull
just...
that sheet back and just start laughing and pointing.
Right. It's just, I know. We got to move on to other things.
Wow. See? This poor lady. Holy cow.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, we got to get to our no BS election update. He can't stop.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's time for our election update. Roll it.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research.
David, what do you got today?
CNN I feel like this article has been written like once every 6 months or so about Kamala Harris, the vice president, obviously with Joe Biden being very, very old and senile. You know, a lot of people are wondering, would he even make it through a second term? And doesn't that make the vice presidency very, very relevant right now?
Because, yes, it does.
I mean, because she is among all of the people in the presidential race game, she is the lowest rated. Nobody likes her because she's, well, inauthentic. She's not very bright. It's a whole lot of things. She's a failure. A whole lot of things rolled into one.
You bring that up and people will say, well, white male, it's because you're racist and sexist.
All right. Is that...
Except
that
women don't like her.
No.
Black people don't like her.
Nope.
You look at the polling.
Yeah. CNN's headline reads, after rocky start, Kamala Harris emerges as the Biden campaign's lead prosecutor on top issues. She's feeling energized these days. She's more engaged. She is looser.
So you're admitting that she wasn't engaged before?
No. Well, see, after years of being shunted to politically toxic and fruitless parts of the administration portfolio, such as overseeing migration negotiations with Central American leaders, These days are so full of plum assignments. See, it was somebody else's fault. We're hearing that again. Harris's small staff has struggled since her inauguration to keep up with a scrutiny no previous vice president has faced.
Oh, please.
Dick Cheney would like a word.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, and again, I'm not like waving the flag like, yay, Dick Cheney. I'm just saying, like, vice presidents get scrutinized all the time if they are a controversial or polarizing figure. It happens. Now, I mentioned this comes out, this same article comes out every once in a while. I just Googled Kamala Harris finding her footing. Let's see, September 1st, 2023. Opinion, VP Harris finally finding her political bearings. May 8th, 2023, Kamala Harris hit stride. November 3rd, 2022, Politico, Harris finds her footing. She's still looking to break through. I mean, it goes on and on from there.
Well, every day she's committed. You remember.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Naturally.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. And every day we're committed to whatever. Wow. Yeah, that's something, man. What was the one on time and space? I know we got to get to the biggest
time
story
and space
today.
Is good, though, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we have time for time and space
so,
right now.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future.
I think that's what terrifies us all. We understand yes. You're the vice president. All right, news update, more straight ahead. Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins. Who's saying Biden stands for peace, obviously?
Well, there's been an uptick in the number of massive pro-Hamas protests happening, not only on college campuses, but in the rest of the world as well. Of course, last week, the Golden Gate Bridge and O'Hare International Airport were blocked off for several hours. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker... You know, he's part of Biden's reelection effort. He went on CNN to claim that not only is Biden on the side of the protesters, but he himself, J.B. Pritzker, handled the O'Hare shutdown quicker than anybody else.
Oh, boy.
When you think about the protests, it's Joe Biden that's standing for peace and a lasting peace at that. And it's the Republicans that, frankly, would stoke the flames of war in the Middle East. So.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
He just talks. He doesn't. Look, man, this guy is so weak.
This is on CNN, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
Well, it's not like it's going to have an impact. You know what I mean? People that are watching that probably believe everything that comes out of his mouth.
Because they're not anywhere they can see it every day. It's right.
Just ridiculous.
So we did see a protest at O'Hare this week. But I think you should notice that protesters were out and about across the country. And it was in Chicago where they ended that protest soonest.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, it's
people
not
abandoned
true.
Their cars because they're missing flights. They'll leave their cars, grab their luggage, and try to make their flight on time.
Yeah.
In other words, see, I'm all for Biden, and I'll go out and do this right now, but just recognize I want to be president someday. Mm-hmm. And we did this better than anybody.
He thinks he's fodder. He thinks he's presidential fodder. He does. He believes that. He's got enough people telling him that he believes it.
Well, just on the thing of, like, we got this done soonest. Hey, did you hear about the pro-Hamas protests and roadways in Texas and Florida? No, because they never actually got started.
Right. Well, and they tried to start in Miami. It didn't take long. They were drug out of the street.
Yeah, they were got because that's what you do when people are blocking traffic. You take them out of the freaking road.
100%. 100%. Okay. This next story. It's one of those, man. It's like I feel like it's important to tell. And at the same time, it's not fun to listen to, especially because I have the audio of this 13-year-old girl telling the story. And you can tell me your reaction.
Oh,
man. Do you know the story?
I heard the piece of audio you're going to play. Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday I was sitting around, I was playing some audio clips, and that was one of them I played. It's heartbreaking.
This 13-year-old girl.
Heartbreaking.
Is telling the school board that she watched a classmate brutalize another classmate with a Stanley Cup. You know, one of those Stanleys? Yeah. I know, it sounds like hockey.
No, but they're really
the popular,
expensive.
The Stanley mugs.
Yeah, mugs.
Okay. This girl attends Pembroke Middle School north of Philadelphia. And, you know, just flat out accusing school officials of failing to step in despite being warned hours ahead of time that this attack was coming. You have this trans-identifying male. So it's a biological male.
It's a boy, yeah.
Identifying as a girl named Melanie.
Right.
Or Mel.
Mel.
Okay. And, well, here's the girl talking about how it went down. And this is a little bit longer, but I think it's just important to let her tell what happened.
I went to the guidance counselor and told her since I was second on the hit list, knowing that there was something going to happen.
Second on the hit list.
Hit list, yeah.
From?
The trans boy had.
Yeah.
Because there was a girl she was targeting every day at lunch. And they would go to the counselor and tell them every day that this is going to happen. And Wednesday, I went with two others, and each of us filled out a whole paper full of what's going to happen.
Okay. Doing what she should do.
Why it's going to happen. And then I went to chorus, and I was told, watch your back. He is going to come for you and this other girl at lunch. And when I was at lunch, I was terrified, and I told Miss Vittori that was happening, and she said, don't worry about it, it's not going to happen.
Well, guess what had happened? Yeah.
And early that morning, I was told I was not going to see Mel for the rest of that week. But I was in lunch, and all of a sudden, I just hear all this screaming and everybody running. And I see Mel running in after somebody, and everyone's screaming and running, but the girl who got attacked didn't see it because she was faced backwards, and all of a sudden you just hear these terrible, like, loud bangs of the Stanley bouncing off her head. And then you see Mel grabbing her hair and hitting her against the table and just repeatedly hitting her with the Stanley. There was blood going everywhere. I was the table right behind. And
I know, it's not pleasant to hear.
Brutal, man.
When you're thinking, okay, that's your daughter that's getting beat as a dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all you see is blood everywhere. And it was just, and then you say in your email that it was 8 minutes, but we timed it. It was 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And we had to sit in there and watch them clean up her blood off those tables and ground.
Okay. So the way I understand it is they didn't let him out of there for 28 minutes. The beating didn't take that long. But they were just sitting there still horrified watching janitors clean up the blood from all over the place. Okay. And, you know, which is brutal. I'll forward through part of this.
Just kept repeating it in my head, and we shouldn't have had to sit there and just watch them clean up her blood with the mop. Watch her repeatedly yelling that I'm going to murder you and just hitting her with a Stanley. And
crazy, man.
I don't get how, that you couldn't have stopped it. It was 5 hours from when I told you it was going to happen, and when it happened, it was 5 whole hours. I don't get how you couldn't have stopped that. And how Ms. Vittori said, don't worry, it's not going to happen. We have her under control. But clearly you didn't.
Yeah. Okay, first, just a question.
Yeah.
You think that's a kid being dramatic, or you believe what she's saying?
Well, no, I believe what she's saying.
You watch someone. I mean, it's one thing if you're watching somebody get beat up outside of school.
Yeah.
You know, because then you can expect, okay, a fight can last for several minutes or a beating can last for several minutes. But, I mean, inside the classroom? No. I mean, this is a kid who just witnessed somebody bludgeon
another child in
a cafeteria. I mean, yeah, I've seen fights in the cafeteria, but they don't last that long.
Shouldn't.
Another thing, and again, were there any boys in that classroom that got involved in this and pulled this guy off of her?
Not in the story I'm looking
at. That's just terrible, man. I can't believe that.
I mean, if you're putting yourself in their mindset, I mean, I wonder how much of it is, I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this situation, because if I lay hands on the assailant here, I could be in big trouble. Not because I'm, like, just intervening in a fight, but because, oh, this kid is trans. Are they protected?
That's a valid point. I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I mean, it's a no-win situation.
Well, yeah, because you got to think, man, half the boys are like, all right, that's a biological male. And they have a freaking weapon.
Yeah.
They got the Stanley mug. They're going to be swinging at you. So you better know what you're doing. So you take half the boys out. They're scared. Like,
yeah,
forget this. The other half, yeah, you wonder, you know, am I going to get in trouble if I try to break this up?
Golly, but you got blood going everywhere.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, this is on the adults, man. It's not on the other boys.
Oh, no, it's definitely on the adults. I 100% agree with you there. And this Mel needn't ever come back again, ever.
No. Well, and if you're like, did she really beat her up that much? The superintendent, Todd Bauer, there, confirmed that an incident had occurred resulting in serious injuries to a student. So we'll see what happened. And he said the rumors are false that the attacker was expelled from another school for violent behavior, because people had been saying that. So, my gosh, man. But yeah, parents are like, our kids are telling you what's going to happen. You can't protect them because you're afraid of what? Offending somebody? It's just insane.
Marginalized, though.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Where we have breaking news. The president is sharp as attack, according to
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah. For anyone worried about Joe Biden's mental decline, I know it seems obvious to many of us, but we can rest easy because Michael Douglas has asked, and he says Biden is fine. This was on CNN.
I go down the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
Yeah.
But Michael Douglas says so.
Yes.
All right.
And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names, something. He's overcome a stutter in his life.
No.
Sometimes he might.
Here we go with a stutter.
Yeah, it's a stutter, you see.
Okay.
Oh, we're all forgetful. Yeah.
First of all, again, this is like the singer that cannot hit a note live. But we're told constantly, you know, in warm-ups, when there's no one else around, man, they hit every note. They sing like a bird. It's just live. They can't quite pull it off. And that apparently is the case with Biden. He's sharp as a tack behind the scenes.
Without any video evidence of it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Johnny on the spot.
Well, it's like that old Michigan J. Frog cartoon. You see, as soon as the guy opens up the box, the frog stops singing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, good. That's actually, the analogy is very good there.
Oh, my gosh.
And once the door closes, Joe is boom.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Hello, my lady. Hello, my thing.
Excuse me. Edgecombe County.
Yeah, yeah, he's sharp as a tack. He's all about it.
County. Giggity.
Last week, it was something new every single day.
Oh, yeah.
It just went on and on and on. But we're to believe that from Michael Douglas.
Well, last week he said twice that his uncle was, the remains of his uncle were never found because New Guinea cannibals ate him.
Correct.
That's New Guinea, a stutter.
New Guinea didn't take very kindly to that either.
Oh, no. They called him racist, actually.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. You're just assuming that because we have cannibals that they would eat in your uncle?
I'm guessing then all the Sunday morning shows covered that, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Really?
I didn't see it anywhere, actually.
I mean, the guy...
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was...
He can't remember who's alive and who's dead.
It's a crappy stutter. Yeah.
That's a problem for anybody, let alone the sitting president.
Where's Abe and Mary Todd? Where are they?
Golly, man. That's insane. All right, something else that's out there. David, you could get paid $1,000 to watch and rate all 9 Star Wars movies. They're looking for somebody to do that.
Man.
You've already seen them all before.
I have seen them all before.
Are you saying you wouldn't want to sit through them again if you're getting paid $1,000?
Well, break that down into the hourly rate.
Boy, what are these, like 2.5 a piece? Is that the average, you suppose?
Overall, let's call it about 3.
Okay. So somewhere around 24 hours?
Yeah.
For a 1,000? No.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Are you not the same Star Wars fan as, say, 7 years ago?
Yeah, the shine's off a little bit. I think it was the overexposure, because for a while there, it felt like every 6 months. And maybe that's not true, but it felt like it was every 6 months they got some new Star Wars product going out.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't understand this part. Well, you got to watch this thing before you can understand this thing. But I don't have time to watch that thing to understand this thing. It's like the Marvel movies, too. I just got I got confused because I don't have the time to dedicate to dorkdom anymore.
Oh, man. So that's sad. Yeah, I remember when the Solo movie came out, the Han Solo movie itself. You were excited about that, and it seemed like after that one, it was like the excitement just went away.
Yeah. I liked the Solo movie, actually.
And okay.
A bunch of dorks got mad about it for some reason. I don't really know why. But then, the movies just kind of got really convoluted, and just I didn't really understand what they were trying to do.
Okay. Who was the star of that movie?
Javier Baccaria.
No, yeah. I don't think that was him.
Was that him?
I don't think so. I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They've put the brakes on it for a while. And they've invested so much money in that, too. All right. We got to get to another news update. And did you hear about the Tom Brady comedy roast that's coming up? This actually sounds kind of cool. We'll get to that much more. It's no secret, when you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And that can be a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
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 Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, several reasons, David.
Yeah, you've got inflation, of course, which I know they're trying to tell you is gone away. It hasn't. And, well, you know, you got the cost of living up by more than 18% now.
Well, the national debt continues to spiral out of control. $34 trillion, causing a lot of us to worry when that whole house of cards is going to crash down on us.
Well, the world sometimes feels like a powder keg, too. You're not quite sure what's going to happen next.
Yeah, all this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. If you haven't diversified your savings yet, you can secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Yeah, just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket either.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
Just text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898 to get started.
Okay. Well, 150 protesters were arrested at the NYU Liberated Zone.
Yeah. Have you seen
it's like
the,
a KOA campground.
Have you seen the faculty members now that have come out in solidarity? Oh, and they're linking arms in solidarity with the students. I'm like, wow, yeah. I just see a bunch of positions that can be easily eliminated.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, wow.
Right now.
I see what you're saying, David. I like it. Yeah. You know what? Real quick, enough of that nonsense. Did you hear about the Tom Brady comedy roast? It's going to be on Netflix.
I heard about it coming up. Yeah.
I got to admit, it kind of sounds like it'd be fun. There, I'll just play you part of the trailer.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
You in or out?
I suppose I'm in.
David? Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Kevin Hart makes me anxious, though.
I mean, there are a lot of things they can roast him on. I wonder how vicious it's going to get. Some of those are brutal, man.
Guarantee it will.
Yep. All I can hear in my head is Trump saying, "Leave Tom Brady alone." This is the Mark Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. A lot of anti-Israel protests going on. They were throwing chairs at cops, bottles.
Peaceful.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a whole lot of cops out there. It's white cops, black cops, Hispanic cops. And you've got, you know, these brats saying that you're like the KKK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you caught any of that. To, like, black cops. Are you kidding?
College kids are chanting.
No, that's a different clip. That was from Waters last night. But chanting KKK, you're just as bad as the KKK. Are you kidding me?
No.
Where does this come from?
This comes from having way too much of a safety net growing up. The point where you're never really going to worry about, I don't know, real problems in life.
Yeah, this isn't like working class people out there protesting.
Not at all.
No. But there's this sort of idea, and maybe I'm getting this wrong from legacy media, that the people that are out protesting, you know, well, they're very upset about how Palestinians are being treated. Mm-hmm. Like there's some sort of just cause for these protests.
Yeah, no.
It's all of the death to Israel stuff,
yeah,
death to America.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we're seeing it.
I think David's point is well taken because it is. It's the safety net approach.
Yeah, right.
Anything you do, your actions are not going to determine anything. You're still going to have money. You're still going to have a place to live. You're still going to have, it, you know, I mean, and there's no downside to it. So I'm going to get up there with the rabble and I'm going to raise hell, even though I may not even know what I'm raising hell about.
Yeah.
Is it Ilhan Omar's daughter that's saying she's homeless now?
Yeah, she did an interview with Teen Vogue, yeah.
Teen Vogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's been suspended from Barnard College for taking part in these anti-Semitic protests. And she says, I don't know when I can go home. I don't know if I'll ever be able to. I haven't formally been evicted. I haven't been sent a move-out email, but they've just said I can't get in. I have like 4 shirts, 2 pairs of pants. I can't go to the dining hall. I sent them an email like, hey, I rely on campus for my meals. I rely on my dining plan. And then these monsters, those are my words, not hers, they said, oh, you can come pick up a prepackaged bag of food. There is no food support, no nothing. They said you could pick up food. What the hell, man? I mean, it really is funny to watch these, like, overly privileged idiots out there acting like they're freedom fighters for no reason. I know I mentioned before somebody called it the Abercrombie Intifada. I prefer the term anthropology jihad, but that's that's just me.
Yeah, Intifada Revolution, you got to get the chant, you know.
Intifada Revolution! Intifada Revolution! There is only one solution! There is only one solution!
So you put a little drum to it there, Scott, a little rhythm.
I like that, yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the pro-Hamas people, there's conflict sometimes in your own soul of who to root for in a situation or who to feel bad for. Or maybe you just laugh at both. Maybe you can do that. Did anyone see the clip of Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
Get hassled?
I did.
By the pro-Hamas protester?
Yeah.
So Alec Baldwin's certainly not a sympathetic figure at all.
Well, no, he killed a woman.
Well, and this protester reminds him of that.
Did you hear this part, David? This is an agitator.
No, I didn't hear this part.
She's got some kind of podcast or some nonsense.
Total agitator.
Yeah.
Yes, just roll it. This is inside the restaurant in New York, like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Alec, can you please say Free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
I'm so sorry.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
And you know this guy is already a ticking time bomb.
Oh, yeah.
From watching him through the years.
Yeah.
The photographers, different people.
Yeah.
And he's trying to keep it under control, you can tell.
He's trying.
By the way, I'll just spoiler alert at the very end. He grabs the phone. That's when it all shuts down.
Yep.
Okay, but it leads up.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal.
Now he's opening the door and they're trying to get this person out. Okay. You're that. You know he's a criminal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Alec. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. One time.
Could you do me one quick favor?
And then he grabs it.
Yeah, well,
yes.
I mean, he does tell the person at the diner to call the police, and the guy at the diner's like, dude, I called the cops the moment you walked through the door, because you have killed before and you will kill again. You're right, this lady is an agitator. You know the guy Billboard Chris? This is an activist who has been trying to shine a light on the abuse that's being done to children at the hands of trans ideology.
Yes.
It's very personal for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Moms for Liberty event in New York City that happened, and you had protests outside of that as well.
Right.
This lady was there, and she was protesting Moms for Liberty, and she made some cogent points, I'll tell you that.
Oh, dear.
No. That's all she did was just yell.
Was somebody grabbing her?
No.
She just yelled.
She was just yelling.
Have I brought up public caning anytime recently?
No,
I don't know, but she did to Alec Baldwin's face say, why'd you kill that lady? So, I mean, I'm very conflicted. You're right, Jamie.
Round 100 up, electric bleachers solves the problem.
Well,
next 100.
This is just nonsense. Someone just lipping like that.
It is. And it is irritating.
And with the... What you played just was like the whipped cream on top. Whatever. Yeah, that's a public hated. Yep. Need to stop doing that. Meanwhile, we have a transgender person flipping out at a Dollar General. What's this story?
I love this story. A hilarious video making the rounds. This trans person's card got declined at a Dollar General. Those are hard times, man. If you get not, This is in Pflugerville, Texas, and this person flipped out. Another employee went over and apparently mockingly said she, her. At some point, like, okay, we got to get this she, her out of here, all right? Come on. Your card's declined. And this apparently is horrible transphobia.
Okay, yeah.
What did you say, Quentin? You called me a she, her?
I don't know what.
And you said to get the f*** out because your system's...
I don't know what you said, man. Go on.
Oh, no, what'd you call me? Please, Quentin. Please feel free to tell me what you called me.
We can play this game all day.
Okay. The setup is here.
I really like that guy. Yeah, we can play this game all day.
Here we go, looking to be offended.
Oh, what game? Where you're being transphobic and offensive because your system's not working, and I asked if we could use another register, and you said,
this
get the f*** out of here?
Is giving me a hard time here at Dollar General.
All right,
doesn't want to leave because their card is declined because...
My card did not decline. It did not say insufficient funds. What did it say, ma'am? Did my card say insufficient funds, or did it say that your system's not working? No, I'm serious, because this isn't cool.
Is it okay if I check out?
It did not say insufficient.
All right, can you fill us in? Because I didn't see this. There's another dude that just wants to check out.
He just wants to get his stuff, and you hear him just sort of say, is it cool if I check out here, or, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't care anything about this. I just want to be on my way.
Right.
Tired of the nonsense. Got it. All right.
It did not say insufficient funds. We're going back to your transphobia. What did you say to me, sir? You're going to lose your job, sir. Have a good one.
I'm just like, man, that guy needs a raise.
Yes.
Yeah. She, her.
Oh,
what are you supposed to say?
I don't even know how the person identifies.
I was just going to say, is it a dude? Is it a woman? What is that? I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I don't either. I can't help you.
I thought she, her would be appropriate.
Right.
Apparently not. Maybe it was the tone. It was a mocking tone, and she didn't like the mocking tone. Like the she, her, and rolls the eyes.
It's like the guy, like, we could do this all day.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. I got no place to go. It's all right.
Oh, golly. They don't pay that guy enough. You're right, at the Dollar General.
I'm going to get you fired.
Listen, he's over there like, man, I'm the front-end manager at a Dollar General in Pflugerville. You don't think I've been shot at before? You don't scare me.
Oh, man. You know what might be the most ridiculous thing that I've seen in the last 24 hours? It's the Democratic ad about abortion in Alabama.
Oh, jeez.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, and it's not supposed to be.
Correct.
Yeah, it's
supposed to scare the crap out of women.
Yes,
because this is happening.
Is.
Women are being pulled over in Alabama trying to get out of that state. Racing to the border to get their abortion.
Yes.
It's like, and there's Smokey on her tail. Oh, no!
Yeah.
We're going to get pulled over. And this is the way the ad goes. It is something, man.
We're almost there. We're going to make it.
Uh-oh.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them.
What is that?
He just got one of those little, like, you know, little pregnancy tester. Ma'am, I'm going to need you to get out of the car, right in the vehicle right now, and pee on this piece of plastic for me. The weird thing is, at the end, she's handcuffed, and he's, like, slamming her down. And I'm like, I don't think that's a very efficient way of peeing on a stick. But,
well, maybe she tested positive. That's why.
There you go.
So you're arrested now. Who knows? What a bunch of goofballs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that was Gavin Newsom's political action committee, the governor of California.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it's a shorter ad. If they could expand it a little bit, maybe he could, you know.
Yeah.
Take a stick, put his hand, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I speeding, officer? Nope. We're going to have to take a pregnancy test, aren't we?
You're trying
to make it to the border for reproductive health, and we're not going to do that here. Not today.
Should have had a Trans Am and had Coors Light in the back or something.
Well, in the desperation at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it.
The border's my gosh. Right there.
Yeah. We're almost there. We're going to make it.
No, you're not.
Not in my county. You're not getting out of here.
Even the people that are targeted in that ad. to appeal to, have to laugh at that and say, you people are ridiculous, right?
I got a pregnancy sniffing dog back there.
Trump's racist, according to what pop singer? Straight ahead. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want
to
do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. I mean, it's not like breaking news to have the take that MSNBC, CNN, a lot of legacy media is just propaganda. But, man, it's so easy to prove sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like
Jen Psaki.
Yes.
Former press secretary has her show on MSNBC. She has singer John Legend on. John's going to speak about Trump.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
And some of this stuff, you tell me, David, because you come from the news arena, that when someone says stuff that's blatantly false, don't you have some sort of responsibility to say, well, hold on a second. I don't know that that part's true. And I'll give you the example that I'm thinking about with the start of what John Legend was saying.
When we protested the killing of George Floyd, he was advocating for the military to shoot us in the streets.
What? Who was?
Trump.
When did that happen?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember that.
It didn't.
He was advocating for shooting people in the streets.
Yes.
Okay. All right, John.
We covered that whole thing. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I remember.
But that just goes unchallenged.
I remember a lot of talk about deploying the National Guard.
Yes.
Because, you know, you had to restore some amount of law and order with the looting. It wasn't because people were marching in the street. It was because people were trying to burn down major American cities.
And they were killing storefronts all over.
Dude.
Fashion and windows, taking everything.
Well,
they
everything
could
they
get.
Could and cars waiting there. They're just walking in and put them in a car and taking off. That's it.
Fires everywhere.
No downside. No.
And people died.
What's wrong with him?
He goes on.
He's made it clear throughout his life that he believes black people are inferior. Mm-hmm. Like he believes that to his core, in his bones. When you hear some of the stray comments he makes, he clearly believes in a genetic hierarchy mm-hmm. of humanity.
Have you ever heard this before?
Where in the heck did this come from?
Yeah, when? I'd like the receipts on that, actually.
We're not going to get it. All you're going to get from Psaki is,
He believes in a genetic hierarchy of humanity, and is racially determined. So he is a tried and true, like, dyed-in-the-wool racist.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm Jen Psaki. We'd like to bring in Ben Carson now to respond to John Legend's comments there. Of course they don't do that.
I'd like to bring
or anybody else
a sane person in to dispute that. Yeah. How do how do you go through life thinking that stuff and believing it? I mean,
I think honestly I have some pity for John Legend because obviously a tremendous talent, vocal talent.
Oh yeah.
Has a massive amount of success, and yet he's saddled with his not that hot wife model or model wife who is also kind of a nightmare. Remember when she was cyber stalking teenagers online?
Oh yeah.
Yes. I do remember that.
I don't remember what for though. What was
just because they said something mean about her online. And then she just starts harassing them, and it's like, man, John Legend, again, phenomenal talent. Just has reached the pinnacle of success, and he's got to go home to that horrible woman every night. That's got to suck. You got to glom onto something.
Listen, man, you still have a responsibility to be a man, and that means you don't go on a show like that and just spout a bunch of nonsense. I don't care how whipped you are at home. That doesn't excuse that.
I know guys that have changed their whole political identity because they fell in love.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know that.
Yeah.
But if I remember right, for anyone that we know that this has happened to, you don't have any sympathy. You say, listen, that doesn't excuse you.
No, I know. I don't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. If I remember right, most of these cases, the Scott Robbins take would be not that hot.
No. Not enough for that.
Not even close. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Not like any of us are models, obviously.
No.
But one of the funniest things that, this was years ago, that you ever said, and it was one of the meanest and truest and funniest things I've ever heard you say, Scott, was when you said it looks like Chrissy Teigen looks like she was stung by a bee. That has stuck with me, and every time I see a picture of Chrissy Teigen, I think, yeah, she does look like she was stung by a bee.
Pie face. It's like a Charlie Brown head.
See, I almost feel bad for laughing, but I can't help myself. I really can't.
She cyber stalks teenagers.
I know.
Who cares?
I know. Deserves it. Okay, we got to get to a news update and the Robbins trifecta. Straight ahead, right here. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. David, I didn't know if you had a news update. It's one thing I was going to get to before the trifecta.
Yeah, I've got something. Remember when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent a handful of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard?
We'll never forget.
Yeah, and the activist liberal sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, where San Antonio, he referred Ron DeSantis for potential criminal charges.
Yeah.
Well, now several of the illegal immigrants have been approved now for what's called U visas, based on claims that they were victims of a crime.
You gotta be kidding. Wow.
Now, usually these visas are reserved for people who have actually been victims of a crime. And the reason that this program exists is to help local law enforcement solve crimes. Let's say, you know, there's a serial rapist in a neighborhood and somebody has been targeted. If they are here illegally, they may not want to go to the cops because they're afraid they'll be deported. Well, these visas allow them to at least temporarily not be be deported just for reporting a crime. And, well, now apparently based on the claim that they may have been a victim of human trafficking or something, even though they voluntarily got on the plane,
right.
Biden administration is like, that's right, you get to stay.
It's maddening what's going on. God. The one thing I wanted to get to, I saw this on X last night from Carol Markowitz, reporter. I think we all like her.
Yeah, we do.
Certainly have a level of respect for her. She put out there, you know, after all of the protests and everything, you're seeing anti-Israel sentiment all over the place. She said a lot of Jewish friends, especially those who are finally awake after 10/7, say things like, how is this America? Or, quote, it's so scary that this Jew hatred is happening everywhere. But it's very much not America, and it absolutely, in all caps, not happening everywhere. In South Florida, she goes on to say, Jews don't hide who they are at all. And no one says a word. Said in rural Michigan, churches put pray for Israel on the signs outside. I'm not naive. Obviously, Jew haters can and do live everywhere and anywhere. But they're only thriving open, proud in blue areas. And I'm not going to let people ignore that. A lot of liberal Jews are trying to parse things right now. They imagine they are still on the left, or still of the left, but just on this one tiny little thing, their right to exist, they disagree. No, my friends. It's a house of cards that you're pulling the one from the very bottom. The whole left ideology is corrupt, and you're going to have to face it. You can't spread the blame around. The hatred, the rage, the violence, the dehumanization is all coming from one side, yours. I saw that. I'm like, that's well put.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that legacy media.
No.
You'll only see the, quote, hate coming from one side more often than not.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty well said. All right. You ready for your three, Scotty?
I think so.
All right. Is Casey ready is the question.
Well, I don't know.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show.
Scott Robbins' trifecta is top three. Helped by his hero. Is Casey here?
Yes.
He better be.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you got...
I'm Casey Kasem.
I know that. We introduce you all the time. I was going to ask you, too, because the NFL draft is coming up. And
I'm ready.
Whether you want to come over or not.
Three.
Pizza. Libation. Okay, fine.
I'm not going to say all that
You just did.
Three.
Number three, you want to talk about Earth Day, which was celebrated yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. This is from the Babylon Bee, by the way. I just want to say that. But it's hilarious. In a touching homage to Mother Earth, Americans elected to responsibly recycle two used presidential candidates for use in the upcoming election. Most old presidential candidates get tossed in the trash can to be sent to a landfill to slowly decompose until they're forgotten and irrelevant. It's time for a new way, said environmental scientist Dr. Wayne Flurd. We couldn't be happier to see not one but two former candidates being given new life despite being way past their expiration dates.
By the way, there's a real news story about age.
Yeah?
I don't know if you saw it. They were asking people what counts as old age these days.
Yeah, what does?
Sometimes it depends on who you ask, but today's middle-aged adults say it begins in your mid to late 70s. So in that, yeah. Both candidates would fit that bill.
Qualify, yeah.
I mean, it's obvious when you look at the two, one seems a whole lot older than the other, like by 10, 15, 20 years or more.
One guy's sitting in a courtroom all day right now, and the other couldn't be charged because he's too senile.
And you're not making that up. That's absolutely
actually
true.
Happened.
It's insane.
Did you happen to see the video of AOC and him hand in hand?
Oh, yeah.
And she's, like, leading him around?
It looks like a Visiting Angels commercial.
It does.
It really does.
That's what I thought. Oh, I'm like, goodness. This is a commercial. You know, they don't want to go into a home, but they're still able to take care of themselves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and she's, like, the doddering old man. He's shuffling along, and she's got him by the hand, and she's looking up at him.
Oh, my gosh.
As a woman or any menstruating person in this country.
Okay, of course. Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good now, on with the countdown.
Walk Scott across Robbins, the street trifecta. With him, wait for the light to turn, shuffle across the street like a Boy Scout. Okay.
Top three of the day up to number
two.
Number two, dirty jobs guy, Mike Rowe, talks about the campus stuff.
I love Mike Rowe, by the way. But he put this piece out. He said, for a guy who runs a foundation that sends young people to trade schools all over America, trade schools where I'm pleased to report no one is calling for the extermination of Jews. That's what I like about this guy.
Yeah.
Today's headlines are Price, again, offering an excellent reason to reconsider and redirecting your money out of these Ivy League schools and elsewhere. The Ivy League has truly lost their minds. Consider the latest madness at Columbia University, where the president has announced a new round of remote learning, effective immediately, in response to the noisy rabble of thugs and bullies calling for the eradication of Israel. If I had a kid at Columbia right now, I'd be livid. It's simply mind-boggling that the president of a university would rather consign her students to another crucible of remote learning than permanently expel the people protesting. I mean, seriously, what does it take to get kicked out of Columbia? These creeps are on camera, screaming in the faces of Jewish students. I just thought, you know what? Applause for Mike Rowe for that.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Is there $67,000 a year to go there? $67,000 a year. If my knucklehead kid was living in a tent outside screaming and yelling about Hamas, I'd be, I'm driving up there today. Get your ass in the car. We're going home. I'm done.
That's got to be the answer here. It's not about police or the administration cracking down. It's got to be some moms and dads or in some cases, I don't know, housekeepers who probably raised a lot of these rich kids. Just going in and pulling them out by the ear. Remember during the riots in Baltimore after Freddie Gray died? And there was one video of a mom who had seen her son out on the street taking part in the riot. She left, went down there, and whooped his ass as she was hauling him off the scene.
I remember that.
Like the ear, yanking him, you know.
Just hitting him.
Yes. I mean, it was unbelievable. That's it. I said, you know, so I'm paying $67,000 a year so you can live in a tent on campus and hold up a sign and scream and yell about how much you hate Israel? No. Get in the car. We're going home. I'm done.
And it all depends.
I'm done with this.
Some of those students are going up to their eyeballs in debt and then are going to expect you to pay for their school in another 5 years.
Yeah.
Shove it.
Let's be honest. Mom and dad, if they're still together, probably don't want their kid at home because their kid is a chore to be around.
Yeah, small price to pay, right, for peace and quiet at home. Yeah.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, the top three.
And finally, one.
Number one, Vice President Kamala Harris says, people shouldn't be locked up for weed.
This is interesting. She put this out on 420. Nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed. We must continue to change our nation's approach to marijuana while reforming the justice system so it finally lives up to its name. Okay. Kamala, you're about to get community noted because they went out and got her more than 1,900 convictions for possession and cultivation of sale of weed when she was the DA of San Francisco.
Not only that, do you remember her answer? Don't we still have that? Whether or not she ever smoked weed?
The whole, wasn't that the Tupac thing too?
I think it was Snoop Dogg. It was an album that had not come out yet.
Yeah.
Something like that. Wasn't that with Charlamagne the Fraud?
Yeah, it was.
I think so.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay.
Like I inhaled. I did inhale. It was a long time ago.
I know you have to go. They say you have to go. I just
broke loose.
I mean, was it in college?
Man, she also has that ability to just go with different sort of accents depending on where she's at the time. That's awesome. I haven't heard this in a while.
See, I like stuff like that. That's a real honest answer. Was it a blunt or a joint?
It was a joint.
Hey.
Yeah.
You remember the high?
I do.
So if it was legalized all throughout the country and medicinal, would you, you know, do it?
Listen, I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
We need more joy in this world.
You know what? We need to hear that clip more often.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder.
Yeah.
This person could be the leader of the free world.
Listen, mm-hmm. I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
We need more joy in this world.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Holy cow.
And there you have it.
That infectious laugh.
Oh. I mean, we could spend a whole show doing this, but there are so many clips from, like, just a few years ago you forget about. Wow.
1,900 right. people are going, hey, wait a minute.
You got to get the news update. And Nimrod's in the news straight ahead.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Playoff basketball's going on. Playoff hockey, baseball season's here. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, get in on the action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during the postseason. Prize Picks has something for every fan. Basketball, hockey, baseball, League of Legends, everything in between.
Yeah, Prize Picks even offers injury insurance. So none of your entries, or all of them, will stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. Now, for basketball games, you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second. Well, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
They also offer weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. It's simple to play. David often talks about making his picks in less than 30 seconds and beating people that agonize over it.
Yes. They also offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits, and you can download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Don't have time to totally get into it. LeBron James not happy.
So I heard.
With the officiating last night. Said some bad words. Yeah. It's bleeping ridiculous.
Well.
Got the replay. You know what? I'm no fan of LeBron.
No.
But there are times where you'll see a replay on something. You'll be like, well, that'll be overturned. And then it's not. And you're scratching your head going,
yeah,
I don't understand.
I agree, yeah. What are they seeing that I'm not seeing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of our favorites, Kevin Harlan, with the call last night with the buzzer beater that beat the Lakers.
With the timeout, we are tied. I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. There's Jamal Murray with the step back over the 7-footer Anthony Davis, calling game.
Yeah. Harland, I think, is my favorite.
I love him. I love him.
Dude, so if I had, you know, like Elon Musk money, I would hire him for a day just to like narrate my every move.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And he just changed another poopy diaper and did it with class and grace.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yes. You have a news update, David?
Yeah, this one's kind of weirdly flying under the radar, I guess. But, you know, we're supposed to be very much trusting of the DOJ and the FBI, especially as they go after Joe Biden's top political opponent. They just reached a massive settlement with the victims of Larry Nassar.
Really?
Because remember, the FBI,
they knew
what he was doing to those girls. They knew he was a pedophile.
Yes.
And they didn't do any. In fact, one of the guys from the FBI who was supposed to be investigating him tried to ask for a job with the Olympics.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And
I remember when this broke, we were all dumbfounded at the time. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why would they hold that information?
So a total of $138.7 million going to more than 100 people involved in this lawsuit.
Man. And why was it? Why were they really protecting him? Because there's much more to that story that we'll probably never know.
Yeah, probably.
I know that sounds like, oh, that's just tinfoil hat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it is. I know you quoted Babylon Bee in your piece, Chat.
Yeah.
Did you see the one, and I don't have it in front of me, but they were saying that Trump was going to pick Hunter Biden for his running mate. That way all the investigations would stop.
That's pretty good.
Thought that was great. Yes.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News, this is quite a tale. 40-year-old man in Colorado named Eugene Robertson found guilty on multiple charges, including a bizarre interaction at a Burger King a couple of years ago. He had gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a baggie of drugs instead of money. Oh. It is worth more.
Well,
you'll like it. Employee refused. Eugene pulled a gun on him. Didn't shoot, but drove off. Then he tried pulling a similar stunt at a 7-Eleven across the street. Witness later told police there was something off about Eugene, and he was talking about God carrying a Bible with a purple cover. He pulled a gun on the 7-Eleven employee. Did fire that time. A witness had pulled a gun and fired back. There was a brief gunfight. No one was hit.
Dang.
Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera, though. And this tale just goes on, and the rap sheet is crazy. Now facing 400 years in prison. That's Nimrods of the News.